Okay. Today is Daf Lamed. We are a little behind. We're in middle, halfway through Chav Tes Amid Beis. We're in one sugya, so we didn't really. Don't worry, we'll be fine. We'll finish it off today. Today's share is sponsored by Akiva and Ahuva Silver. Le'ilu Nishmas Zalman Menachem Ben Tovia V'Nashar Meshach Haven Aliyah. So right smack in the middle, Rabbi Yossi made a Kal V'Chomer. How we know that a Revi'i, the Kudgem, could become a Revi'i. How do we know that? So he had a Kal V'Chomer. His Kal V'Chomer had to do with the fact, well, let's go back to Tanya. We'll say it very quickly. Tanya, I'm Rabbi Yossi. Menayin L'Revi'i B'Kodesh Apostle. How do you know that a Revi'i, that Kudgem, could become a Revi'i? V'dinu, it's a Kal V'Chomer. If somebody is a Mechus HaKippurim, Shemutar B'Truma, he's allowed to eat Truma, but Pasul B'Kodesh, he can't come into contact with Kodesh. So, a shlishi, shepasel betruma. A shlishi can't come into contact with truma. That's a problem. Ein adin shiyasu vi bekodesh. Won't it make kodesh into a revi? As we said, mechusik yipurim is more makel than a shlishi. Why? Because a mechusik yipurim can eat truma, but truma, that's a shlishi, can't be eaten, and still. And Mechusik HaPurim will passel Kodesh. So for sure, a Shlishi can passel Kodesh into a Revi. That's the Kal V'Chomer. V'lamadnu Shlishi L'Kodesh min HaTorah. And we learned a Shlishi that's from the Torah. V'Revi mikal V'Chomer. Shlishi L'Kodesh min HaTorah min Olam. How do you know a Shlishi, that a Kodeshim can become a Shlishi? D'chziv ha-basar she'yiga b'chal tamei lo yochel. Milo eski, that meat that becomes tamei, you can't eat it. So Milo Askina Dinaga Basheni, aren't we talking about the worst case scenario where it touched the Sheni? Therefore, a Shlishi can become Kodesh. A Kodesh can become a Shlishi. Vermachman Alo Yochel. Revi Mikavachomer. Kedarmanan, we just said the Kavachomer, right? That's the Revi, that a Kodesh can become Revi, we just said a Kavachomer. Now here's where we left off yesterday. Amr of Yochanan, Tam Ribi Any Day Mahu. I don't understand Yossi's reasoning. I don't understand that Kavachomer. You know why? What's he saying? He's saying basically that any time you have a shlishi, the shlishi could turn something into a revi. That's his Kal V'Chomer from Yechus HaKippurim. But you know what? That's not true. Sharei Tshuvasa Betzido, the teretz, the answer to this Kal V'Chomer is right here. Why? Ochel haba machmas tful yom, food that a tful yom touches, yochiach, that will prove that this Kal V'Chomer is no good. Why? Shepasul betruma, because food that we're going to explain what we're saying in a minute, food that a tful yom touches will pasul truma. Ve'ene ose revi b'kodesh, and it will not make it into a revi. You said anytime you have a shlishi, it makes it into a revi. It's not true. A tful yom's story will prove it's not true. Ditanya, because we learned in the brayse, asuriyah machlokes. Abishal Omer, Abishal says tful yom. The story of a tful yom is as follows. Tchilo l'kodesh, regarding kodshim, l'tamei shnayim, ul'pasol echad. It can make it tamei twice and pasol once. That means, according to Abishol, a tful yom has a din of a rishon. Therefore, he touches something once, it becomes a sheni. A second time, a shlishi. Both of them have the ability to be tamei further. And then a revi. Revi becomes tam, but it's called pasul because it can't. There's nothing worse than a revi. Stops by revi. So a tvul yom is a rishon. He has the ability to pasul twice. He has the ability to matame twice. He can make something into a sheni. He can make something into a shlishi because he's a rishon, and he can make something into a revi. That's called a psul because it stops right there. Matame means you have the ability to be matame further. And pasul means he don't have the ability to matame further. Abishol is not what we're interested in. But that's what Abishol says. A tvul yom is like a rishon. Remeir Omer, he's like a sheni. Metame echad, uposel echad. He's like a sheni. Therefore, he can make something tame into a shlishi, and he can make something pasul into a revi. The chacham omrim, the chacham say no. Kishem sheposel ochle truma umashke truma, just like a tvul yom is a sheni, and he could turn kod truma into a shlishi. However, kach posel ochle kodesh umashke kodesh. So too, a Tvul Yom is very unique. He can only Pasul Kadshim. That means that whatever the Shlishis are, can't make them into Revis. You, Rabbi Yossi, said that a Shlishi has the ability to make something into a Revi from a Kal V'chomer. However, according to the Chachamim here, a Shlishi has no such ability. Only whatever the Tvul Yom touches will turn something into a Revi, but even though he's a Sheni, and whatever Tvul Yom touches will turn a Shlishi, will turn Truma into a Shlishi, but the Shlishi then has no power to turn that into a Revi. So what do you see? That according to Rabbi Yossi, he can't fit into the Chachamim. Because the Chachamim hold that a Shlishi here, by its full Yom, has no ability to turn into a Revi. Right? Make sense? Instinct. Again, Rabbi Yossi said a Kal V'chomer. Any Shlishi can turn Kadshim into a Revi. We have a theory of Machlokis now, and according to the Chachamim, the one of the three, that's not true. Only whenever a Tvul Yom touches Truma, it passels it. It can't go a step further and make something into a Revi. Yes, if the Tvul Yom touches Kachem himself, he'll passel that too. But the Truma itself can't make the Kachem into a Revi. And Rabbi Yossi said that always a Shlishi can make Kachem into a Revi. So therefore, I don't understand Rabbi Yossi's Kal V'chomer. Doesn't make sense. Doesn't fit into the Rabbanon regarding Tvul Yom. So if Papa asked the obvious question, Maskeflor of Papa, we might Rabbi Yossi the Rabbanon seriously. So who said Rabbi Yossi calls it the Rabbanon? Who said he holds like them? Maybe Dilma Abishol seriously. He holds like Abishol. Abishol said that a Tvul Yom is a Rishon. So a Tvul Yom is a Rishon. He can make something into a Sheni, into a Shlishi. The Shlishi can make something into a Revi. You're pigeonholing Rabbi Yossi to hold like the Chacham. Who said? And the Mepharshim point out, he can even hold like Rav Meir. Why is he saying, Rav Meir's Chachamim? It's a stronger question to say that he holds like Abishol. That's why the Gemara picks Abishol. The Amar, the Tamei Shnayim of the Posel Echad, Abishol said that a Tvul Yom can make something Pasel twice, can make something Metamei twice over, Sheni, Shlishi, and also into a Revi. So who said this Kal V'chomer is so terrible? Why does he have to hold the Rabbanon? The Gemara says, you know why he has to? If you want to say that Rabbi Yossi holds like Abishol, then Lysi Revi Bekodesh Ma'ochel Sheba Machmas Tful Yom. If that's true that Rabbi Yossi holds like Abishol, then why would he need a Kal V'chomer to tell me that Kadshim can become a Revi from Mechusa Kippurim? I have a Kal V'chomer right here from Tful Yom. What's the Kal V'chomer? Uma ochel haba machmas tful yom. If food that a tful yom touches, gufe mutter b'chulin, a tful yom is allowed to eat chulin. The only thing a tful yom can't eat is truma. Chulin he can eat, right? We said yesterday, allowed to eat chulin. Nevertheless, amarta ose revi b'kodesh, and he could still turn something into a revi. So ochel shlishi. A shlishi food, haba machma sheni, that came as a result of a sheni. That's the only way a shlishi can happen, if it touches a sheni, right? The sheni gufe asr b'chulin, where a sheni itself, sometimes, if it's meiser sheni, cannot be eaten by a tvul, cannot come into contact with a sheni. In other words, if meiser sheni touches a sheni, I believe it will make a tame. So, And nevertheless, Eino Din Sha'osa Revi B'Kodesh, can't that become a Revi? Can't touch a Shlishi make something into a Revi? Since, that's a Kal V'chomer, that we get a Revi. Since Rabbi Yossi didn't say that Kal V'chomer, it must be, doesn't agree with this whole lumpus of Abishol. Otherwise, we would have a Kal V'chomer right here with his buddy Abishol. Since he didn't hold like that, he came up with a Kal V'chomer from Mechusa Kippurim, it must be, he doesn't agree like Abishol. If he doesn't agree like Abishol, he must hold it to Chacham. If he calls it to Chacham, I don't understand the Kal V'chomer. Because Tful Yom doesn't work. V'chi teimet, if you want to tell me, Rishon to Ikel Mifrach. You know why he didn't hold it to Kal V'chomer? Because, Ma Tful Yom Shekein Av HaTumma. But you know why he didn't want to go down that road about Tful Yom? Because Tful Yom is different, because he's an Av HaTumma. like we had yesterday. It's a tzad of chumrah in Avatoma. That's why, because he's so machmir. If that's true, I stand in Mechusa Kippurim. You have the same issue by Mechusa Kippurim. He's also an Avatoma. Below Pircha. We didn't ask that question there. Nobody asked that question to Rabbi Yossi about his Kavah Chomer from Mechusa Kippurim. That he's not really an Avatoma, so it should be different. So that's not a valid line of questioning. Therefore, I don't understand the Kavah Chomer. The Gemara stops right there. So we'll stop too.
They
left it hanging. So he had a Kavah Chomer. Rabbi Yossi had a Kavah Chomer. And Rabbi Yochanan said, I don't understand it.
So it's a Tzarechi or a Tzarechi?
It's a Tzarechi. So he had a Kavah Chomer. He has a Kavah Chomer. And it's logical. It does make sense. However, Rabbi Yochanan came up with a very good reason why the Kavah Chomer is wrong. Because Rabbi Yossi must hold like the Chachamim. Rabbi Yossi's Kavah Chomer was that a Shlishi always turns Kachem into a Revi. But by its full Yom, that's not true. There's a Machlokas by its full Yom. And we said Rabbi Yossi must hold that it's not true. If it's not true, how can he come up with a Kavah Chomer like that? Oh, you want to tell me its full Yom is different because it's an Avatoma? So Avatoma is Chuzik Kippurim also. That didn't bother Rabbi Yossi there. So it's a Kasha on Rabbi Yossi, that's all. Now, we said in the Mishnah that Rabbi Akiva held that there's such a thing as Shlishi Bechulin also. And we were shocked when we read that, because Shlishi Bechulin, no such thing. Right, there's no such thing. Oh, Rabbi Akiva held like that. Now we're going to have five Tanoim who didn't hold like that. Right? Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Amar Rav, Amrila Amar Rav Ben Asi, Amar Rav, Rav Meir, Rav Yossi, Rav Yoshua, Rav Elazar, Rav Eliezer, Kulus Virulu, they all hold Ein Sheni Osa Shlishi Bechulim. There's no such rule, there's no such din, there's no such animal. By Shlishi, by Truma, yes, not by Chulim. Now we're going to have Mishnahs throughout Shas that each one of these Tanayim hold like that. And that's what we're going to do until we get to the two dots, and then we have a Garata. So, yeah.
Does Chulim
is up to Sheni,
Truma, Shlishi, and Kachim?
Exactly. And Rabbi Akiva held that even Chulin could become a Shlishi, but now these five Tanaim didn't hold like that. Where's Rabbi Meir? Titnan. It's a mission in Masechtas Parah. It says as follows. Titnan. Kol ha-to'un b'yas mayim midivrei sofrim. Anytime somebody has to go to the mikvah, midirabanan. Anytime the Rabbanan said someone has to go to the mikvah because of Tumah. Tumah's the Rabbanan, whatever it is. Rashi, it says what they are. Kigon habaro shivru b'mayim sheuvin ha'ochel chatzi pras ochlin temeim the yidayim. Whenever somebody has to go to the mikvah midirabanan mitame es hakodesh, so the halacha is he can be mitame kodshim uposel es hatruma, and he can pasel truma, right? Umutter b'chulin u'b'maiser, but he's allowed to eat chulin. And he's allowed to eat Maaser Sheni. Why? He's only talking midirabanan. Divrei Rav Meir, that's Rav Meir's opinion. The Chachamim osrin b'maaser. The Chachamim argue by Maaser Sheni. They argue by Maaser Sheni. But they don't argue by the Chulin part. What do you see? There's no such thing as Chulin by Shlishi. Because they stop by the Sheni. Only, what did it say here? Only Truma is a problem. It's this guy. Truma is a problem. Kachem is a problem. What about Chulin from a Shlishi? It's not there. Rashi points out, even the Chachamim here don't disagree with Rav Meir about that issue. They only disagree about Maaser Sheni. But fine. You know why they're not? We don't know who they are. That's what Rashi says. We don't know who these people are. These Chachamim. These anonymous Chachamim. Ein Hachanami. They also agree with Rav Meir. You have more people on the list. Maybe it's the other people on the list. Maybe it's the other four. We don't know. We don't know who they are. So therefore, we have to say, Rav Meir for sure holds like that. And these chevri here that argues on Rav Meir about Maaser Sheni, they don't argue about the Truma. They don't argue about Chulin. There's no such thing as Chulin by Shlishi. No such thing. Next one. Rav Yossi Hadamaran. We just said Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi said that Ravi can become Kadshim. Why? He had a Kavah Chomer from Mechusa Kippur. Now the Gemara says, the Im Isa, if it's true that Chulin can become a Shlishi, if that's true, then everything Rabbi Yossi said yesterday, which we read very quickly this morning, everything Rabbi Yossi said would be down one more notch, which would mean that Laisi Ravi b'truma, then truma can become a Ravi, and v'chamishi b'kodesh, and kodesh can become a chamishi. Because this kavachom was all premised on the fact that a mechusik kippurim is better than truma. All premised on that, right? Because he's allowed to eat truma. And a shlishi is not allowed to come, not a shlishi will make truma. Right? Truma can become a shlishi. So shlishi and truma can't come into contact. But a mechusik kippurim and truma can come into contact. So what do you see? He's better than truma. He's more makel than truma. If Rabbi Yossi held that such a thing as chulin by a shlishi, then everything has to get moved down a notch for the kavachoma to work. Nobody holds such a thing as a chamishi. Nobody holds that by kodshim. Nobody holds such a thing as truma by ravi. Rabbi Yossi for sure didn't hold like that. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi cannot hold that there's such a thing as chulin by a shlishi. No such thing. What about Rabbi Hoshua? Rabbi Hoshua, Ditnan, Rabbi Leza Omer. This is Rabbi Leza, so we're not going to hold like this. Someone should change the gears here because he's on the list. Rabbi Lezer. Is it Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lezer? Who is it? But he's not going to hold like this. He holds as follows. Ha'ochel, ochel, rishon, rishon. If somebody eats, this is Gzeret Rabbanon. If somebody eats a rishon, he becomes a rishon. Normally, tumah always goes down. Whatever you are, whatever you touch, it goes down a notch. Right? Goes down a degree. Not by eating food. It's a Gzeret, they didn't want you to eat truma, and then put something in your mouth, liquids together with the truma to help it swallow it, and then you're going to be possible the truma, even though it's only by kahanim, they made a little plug, they did it to everybody. That's the reason for this gzera is for kahanim, but they made a little plug for everybody. So if somebody's eating a rishon, and if he's a rishon, and he's eating a rishon, I'm sorry, ha'ochel ochel rishon, if you're eating a rishon, you become a rishon. Really, you shouldn't become anything, because food can't even be even make you puzzle. The whole thing's derabanan. Shani, shani. If you're eating a shani, you become a shani. Fine. Shlishi. If you're eating a shlishi, shlishi, you become a shlishi. Fine. It's all derabanan. Rabbi Yeshua Omer. Rabbi Yeshua says no. Ha'ochel ochel rishon, va'ochel shani shani. If you're eating a rishon, or if you're eating a shani, you become a shani. Midrabanan. Shlishi. If you're eating a shlishi, then shani bekodesh, you turn into shani, and you turn into a shani with regards to kodshim. The ain shani betruma. But you don't become a shani in regards to truma. It's all Midrabanan. So these are the rules. They made up the rules. These are the rules. Now, we're talking about Bechulin Shenasu Altiris, Bechulin Shenasu Altiris Truma. We're talking about Chulin that is being treated as if it's Truma. The Kahanim had a practice, especially the good ones, that a practice to eat everything as if it was Truma. To get into the habit of eating in a state of Tahira. Because you're not allowed to eat Truma in a state of Tumah. It's very severe of Averus. So to get into that habit, they treated everything as if it was truma, even if it wasn't. That's how they treated everything. So we're talking about here truma that is eaten al tyrus chulin. Again, the key word is chulin. It's really chulin, but it's eaten al tyrus truma. Al tyrus truma in. It's only eaten al tyrus truma, but al tyrus kodesh lo. It's not eaten al tyrus kodesh. Nobody did that. Nobody ate regular food as if it was kodshim. That nobody did. So therefore, the only concern here is that you're eating it al tyrus truma. Alma, you see from here, kasavar, ein shani osin shlishi b'chulin. There's no such thing as a shani making something into a shlishi. How do you get that? One second. Right. So since Rabbi Yeshua held, let's go back and figure this out. Right. Right. So what do you see? There's no such thing as a shlishi by chulin. Exactly. Since it says ain't shani by truma, we're talking about chulin. Really, there's no such thing as a shlishi by chulin. Fine. Next, Rabbi Lezer. Next one. D'tanya. Rabbi Elazar Omer. Shloshtan Shavin. The three are equal. What three? We're going to say in a second. Harishon. If someone's a Rishon, Shebekodesh, Shebechulin, or Shebetruma. The rules of Kodesh, Chulin, and Truma, when someone's a Rishon, are all the same. Which means, Metame Shnayim Uposel Echad Bekodesh. If somebody's a Rishon, he can make Tuma two more degrees, Sheni Shlishi, and by Revi'i, he could Pasel Kachem. And the reason why, again, it's called Pasel is because it can't make Tuma further. There's no such thing further than a Revi'i. That's by Kodesh. Metame Echad Uposel Echad Betruma. If someone's a Rishon, he can make something into a Sheni, that can make something into a Shlishi, and it stops right there. Because it can't make Tumah further. That's why it's called Pasel. If the Tumah stops. So the Tumah stops by Revi. Once Kachem is a Revi, it's called Pasel, even though it's Tumah, it's called Pasel because that Tumah meat has no ability to make anything else Tumah. So it's called Pasel. It's a code word to let us know that. That's where the Tumah is ending. And Uposel Echad B'chulin. And he can only Pasel one thing more by Chulin. Meaning what? You're a Rishon. You can only make it into a Sheni. That's it. Stops by Chulin. Only Truma and Kachem go further. So what do you see? There's no such thing as Truma, as Chulin into a Shlishi. No such thing. The last one, which is going to take the most time. Rabbi Eliezer. Ditnan. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Chala nitles minatahora al hatmeya. Chala, let's say, Rashi explains, we're talking about a guy who was matame his chala on purpose. Why would he do that? I don't know. He'd amaze it. I don't know why he would do that. So if you did that, maybe because then you don't have to give it to the Kohen. That's why he did it. Because I want to give it to the Kohen. So he made a tame. Kohen can't eat chala, that's tame. So, oh, I'm sorry, I would love to give, but I made a tame. So they made a knas, they made you give it anyway. How do you give it anyway? The Kohen can't eat it. So the halacha is, you have to bake another dough, and give on the tahor dough for the tamei dough. However, there's a halacha, that the only way you can give challah from one dough on another dough is if they're touching. Now, if you put them next to each other, they're going to become tamei, because you already made this tamei b'mezid, so they're going to become tamei. So what do you do? Here we go. So, ditnan, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, challah nitles min ha-tahara ala tamei. You can make challah from tahora onto the tamei stuff that you made tamei on purpose. Ketzad, how do you do that? Shtei isos, two doughs, achas tahora v'achas tameya. One's tahar, one's tamei. Notel k'dei chala me'isa shelo horma chalasa. You take off a piece of dough from the chala that was not tamei. It's not tamei. V'nosein pachos mikabeitza be'emsa. Then what you do is, you take a piece of dough that's less than the size of a kibetza. Even though it'll become tummy itself, that less than a kibetza, the halacha is, and if it's less than a kibetza, it can't transfer tumma further. And by the way, one more thing we have to know, challah has a din of a shlishi. Because it's considered truma. Challah has a din of a shlishi. So you have tummy dough right here. Then you take a small, tiny piece of dough, less than the size of a kibetza, stick it in the middle, and then put the tahar dough next to it. So they're touching. They're touching. But the piece of dough in the middle can't transfer to the tahor dough. Because it's too small. It'll become tameh itself. You're making more dough tameh. But it can't transfer to the tahor dough because it's too small. Now, the nozim bochaz yireid v'enza, because they little men amukov. So that they're going to be connected. Now, the chachamim oser. The chachamim said, you can't do this. Why can't you do this? We'll see in a second. V'tanya. We learned that a braisa, something very interesting. The Braisa says, kibetza. You could even make that dough in the middle the size of a kibetza. It's going to transfer tuma. It's not going to transfer anything. Why not? Savruha, we thought, edi v'edi, both the Mishnah and his Braisa, whether the dough in the middle is tiny or not tiny, is be'isa rishona. We're talking about the tamei dough's a rishon. The rishon is going to touch the dough in the middle, it's going to make it a sheni. There's no such thing as a shlishi. So what do you see? There's no such thing as a shlishi. That's how we thought. That's how we're going to end up saying. Now the question is, does the Chacham agree to this? And why do they answer it? They answer it for unrelated reasons. So, edi, we thought, whether the Mishnah, whether it's smaller than a kezayit, it can even be a kezayit, it doesn't make a difference. Rishona, Be'isa Rishona, the dough is a Rishon. V'chulin hatavulin l'chala lo k'chala dami. And chulin, before it's turned into chala, doesn't have the din of chala. Doesn't have the din of a shlishi. What stage is that? So Rashi says basically when you call it chala. When you designate it as chala, that's when it becomes a shame chala. Till then it's not chala. We could talk about it, we could tumult, but it's not chala until you call it chala. So until you did that, it's chulin. So my lab hakim iflagi. So what are they arguing about? The marzavar Rebbe Eliezer holds ein sheni otzach shlishi b'chulin. Sheni will not turn chulin into shlishi. Therefore, I don't care what size of dough you put in between the two of them. The middle dough will become tamei ein achinami, but it's not going to transfer dough to the tar dough. It's not going to transfer tumah to the tar dough. Why? There's no such thing as a shlishi. Umar savar the chachamim hold sheni otzach shlishi b'chulin. No, it's true. It will turn it into a chulin. Therefore, this whole idea is no good. Maybe you have to use a tiny piece of dough. Dough thing is not good. Yeah. Because you made a tummy. You were cooking 100 challahs. So you're making a big simcha, you're making a wedding. But you don't want to give challah to the kohen, because you're cheap. So what do? You made a tummy. I don't care, give it to the kohen now, because the kohen can't eat tumah. Has a din of a shlishi. Challah has a din of a shlishi. Because it's like truma. So I can't give it to a kohen now. So if you do that, amazing. If you did it, if it happened to him a show gig, we have rachmanis on you. Different rules. But you did it, amazing. We don't have rachmanis on you. We're not going to allow a chote gain. So the halacha is, you have to give challah again. Aye, it's tamei. Make another batch of 100 bilkalach. And then take double the portion for that to satisfy the new batch and the tamei batch. However, the halacha is, in order to make challah from one batch for another batch, Both doughs have to be touching. So how do you get them to touch? Without the tumah transferring. Rabbi Yehuda says, no problem. The challah tummy was a rishon. Stick a piece of dough in the middle. That'll make it into a sheni. And then, the new dough can't become a shlishi. There you go. That's the option. Rabbi Omar and the Chacham said, you can't do that. Why can't you do that? So we think, because they must hold, you can't make a shlishi into chulin. You can't make chulin into a shlishi. That's what they must hold. You transfer it before you call a challah. Once you call a challah, it's too late. So you transfer it beforehand. It's still chulin. Then you the transfer happens. The challah. Then you call a challah. So you're safe.
So that's why the chulin is not transferred.
Exactly. So Amar of Mari Braid of Kahana. No, we don't have to say that's the machlokas. We could say the kulei alma ain sheni also shishu b'chulin. Everybody holds that. Everybody holds on such thing as chulin turning into a shlishi. They're arguing about what that dough is before you designate challah. Some say it's already challah. The chacham holds already challah. So this is not going to help. It's too late. Umar savar lo k'challah dami. No, it's not like challah. Therefore, Rabbi Lezal, it's not like challah yet. Until you designate it, until you call it challah, it's not challah. Therefore, it's chulin. Therefore, you can do this. Or the kulei alma chulin hatevulin l'challah lo k'challah dami. Everybody can hold. It's not like challah, and the ein sheni also shlishi b'chulin, and it doesn't become a chulin. So what's the chacham's problem? Why does the chacham say you can't do this trick? What's wrong with this? V'hacha a whole side issue. B'mutter ligrom tumah l'chulin shebe'eretz Yisrael k'miflagi. They're arguing about, is it appropriate to go ahead and be metame something in chutz la'aretz on purpose? What are you being matami on purpose? That middle piece. Lire marsavai mutaligrum tumah l'chulin shebe eretz Yisrael. I'm sorry, eretz Yisrael. One Rabbi Elazar holds, it's not a problem. Okay, listen. You know, if you don't do that, you're never getting this challah to be given to a kohen, and by therefore a chote is gaining. So we never say that. So you're making tumah, you're making more tumah in the world. Okay, making more tumah in the world. Can I tell you? It's not an issur to do that. It's not the best thing in the world, but it's not an issur. Umar Savar, no. Asr ligrom tumah l'chulin she'eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to do that. Asr to do that. You can't make more tumah in the world. So according to that, how are you going to get the challah to be challah? Maybe you have to use a small shear. You have to use a tiny shear. So, but it'll still make a tumah, but it won't have to give it the power to transfer tumah further. Rashi points that out. Any food can become tumah, how small it is. The shiurim are whether it can transfer tumah weiter. So for that, I don't know if that's included in the Aveira of making chulin tame. The fact that it's going to become tame itself, but it can't transfer further. I don't know. If they don't hold like that, if they hold that, it's even no good. I don't know how they're going to get this to be challah. What other option can they have? I know some hold that you could put the, as long as the challah is covered, even if it's not touching, it's considered touching. So I don't know. So maybe then, maybe they have to rely on that. I don't know. I don't know. Is that a kula? Is that a b'di'evet? Is that, I don't know. I don't know. I don't big challah. I don't know the halachas of challah that well. Because each batch is considered its own world. So the whole batch, you baked a huge dough, and you touched it. You had a dead sheretz touch it. So that whole batch is tameh. How do you take challah off now? How do you take a piece of that dough and give it to a kohen? It's tameh. He can't eat it. We do that today because of other reasons. We do that today. But those days, he used to give it to a kohen. It was one of the manas kahuna. But you just taught me, how can you give it to him? So we tell you, make another batch and give double. One for the new batch and one for the old. That's if you did it b'mezid. You didn't want to give it to a kohen, you're a cheapskate. So you metamed it. Okay. What do you see from here? The bottom line is that there's no such thing as a shlishi becholin. And except for Rabbi Akiva, that's how we paskin. I saw someone said, even though we hold that when Rabbi Akiva argued as chaverim, we hold like Rabbi Akiva, this is one of the exceptions. Because we right? Rabbi Akiva beats his chaverim. But here we don't. Here Rabbi Akiva loses because we don't hold like Rabbi Akiva. Right. Right. So Rabbi Akiva saved the day because he reaffirms his kavachomer by truma, but by chulin we don't take it that far. Right. Okay. Next. The next thing was that bo bayom darsh Rabbi Akiva. That on that day Rabbi Akiva darshan. What did he darshan? He darshaned that the psukim about the 2,000 amos outside of a city of Levium taught us the halachas of tchum. Rabbi Yossi said no. It taught us the halachas of the cities of Levium. So the ma'akamif l'gi. What are they arguing about? Mar savar tchum and doraisa umar savar durabanan. According to Rabbi Akiva, tchum and doraisa. How do you know? 2,000 amos by Levium. And according to Rabbi Yossi, no, it's not Doraisa. This has nothing to do with that. This is not talking about Levium. It's not talking about Shabbos. It's talking about, for whatever reason, beauty and serenity, idyllic, whatever it is. The cities of Levium had to have 2,000 amos outside the city, either trees or not trees or grass or fields, whatever it is. That's all. Well, Hilcha Shabbos. The top toast was asked, doesn't answer the question. He asks, wait a minute. We know Tchum Shabbos from Parshas B'Shalach. Al Yetei Ishmim Komo B'Yom HaShvi. That's how we learn Tchum Shabbos. What's going on here with Levium? That's what the Karen Ora answers. That's Tosus's question. Tosus's question is, you have a pasuk by the Mon, that the Al Yetei Ishmim Komo B'Yom HaShvi. That's how we know Tchum Shabbos. What's going on here with the Levium? So the Karen Ora answers, fine, we learned it out from Tchum Shabbos. True. How big is that Tchum? What's the number? Where do we get 2,000 from? That we get from here. He says it makes a lot of sense. You know why? There's no lav here. The psukim by the Levium don't talk about a lav. Don't do anything. It just says, and by the way, you should have 2,000 amos outside your city should be left beautiful. Oh, you know what? That clues Rabbi Akiva in to the number 2,000 that we know from Parshas B'Shalach. That's what the Karen Ora says. Well, you look puzzled. Okay, next. I promised you I got it, so here it is. Tana Rabbanan. Bava Yom Darash Biyom Darash Rabbi Akiva. B'shasha Olu Yisrael Min Hayom. At the time the Bnei Yisrael came out of the Yamsuf, Nasnu Einehem Lomar Shira. They thought about saying Shira. V'ketzad Amru Shira. How did they say Shira? So the three of Machlok is what they did. Kigadol HaMikra Es HaHalel, like an adult who says Halel, the Hain Onin Acharav, and they responded afterwards. In other words, the way they used to do it in the olden days was people didn't know how to read. So the Chazan would say Halel, and the Olam would only answer the first Pasuk. No matter what the Chazan said, the Olam answered the first Pasuk. Halelu or Beteis. V'hein onen acharav roshei prokim. And they only answered the top line. Moshe Amar Ashir Lashem, Vehem Omer Ashir Lashem. Moshe said Ashir Lashem, they responded Ashir Lashem. Moshe Amar Ki Ga'o Ga'a, Moshe went on, Vehem Omer Ashir Lashem. Right, well, we're gonna, the Marsha, one second, we're going to have a question in a minute. But whatever Moshe said, they answered Ashir Lashem. That's Tanakam. Rabbi Elezer ben Osher Yosef Ludi Omer, no. Not like a gadol who said halal, who's being motzi you with halal, because he's a gadol. It was like kikaten akori as a halal. It was like a katan reading halal. Vehein onin acharav kol mashehu omer. When a katan reads halal, the only boy in the olden days, the only guy who knew how to read halal in the shul was a katan. So he can't be. He's not a gadol. He can't be. He can't daven for the amid. So what do? They send him up there, and basically they would just mimic whatever he said, because no one knew how to read. No one had a siddur, so he would read it. And they would follow. That's what went on here. That's what went on here. Moshe Amar Shir Lashem, Hey Amar Shir Lashem. Moshe said Ashir Lashem. They responded Ashir Lashem. Moshe Amar Kiga O Vehein Kiga Oga O Vehein Om Kiga Oga. Whatever Moshe, the next puzzle, they repeated it. So wasn't Moshe a gadol? Wasn't Moshe a gadol? Oh, but he was still a gadol. He was 80 years old. So he wasn't a katan. What's going on here? Right, so it's not literal, right? It's the idea of what went on. Of course Moshe's a gadol. Of course he could have been motzi then. That's not the point. We'll get to the Maharal in a second. Rabbi Nechemia Omer, Rabbi Nechemia says no. It was kisofer haporeis al shema bebeis haknesses, which means, doesn't mean what it says it means, it's like a teacher, a rebbe, a malamed, teaching the boys in school about shema. Which means, what does the rebbe do? The rebbe says a few words, they say the next few words. The Rebbe says the next few words, they say the next few words. That's how the Rebbe gets them to remember the Shema. He'll say, Shema Yisrael, and then they'll finish the Pasuk. He'll say, V'yahav Seyit Hashem, and they'll finish the Pasuk. So to here. Shehu Poseach Techila, they, Moshe would start, V'hein Onin Achrov, and then they would answer. He would start the Pasuk, they'd finish it. Nothing to do with the cotton. It's the analogy of a Rebbe, when a Rebbe teaches boys. How does the Rebbe teach boys? The what? What do you mean? So Moshe would say the few words of Oz Yashir, they would respond with the end of the Pasuk. Moshe would say the next few words, they would say the next few words.
So the Katan are people answering.
Right.
That's only one step in
established text. So according to Nechemia, it was all the Nevuah. Everybody had Nevuah. According to the first two, only Moshe Rabbeinu had Nevuah. According to this, Man Dharma, everybody had Nevuah. We think it's the worst, it's really the best. We think this is the least chashuv. It's the most chashuv. It's the most chashuv. The most chashuv is of Nechemia. It's the most chashuv. The Maharal says as follows. What's going on here? So the kasha is, so the Maharal says as follows. Just one thing. But my kamiflagi, what are they arguing in? Rabbi Kiva Savar, Rabbi Kiva holds lemor, the word lemor, Oz Yashir Moshe es Bnei Yisrael, lemor. What do you mean lemor? They're there. Lemor amilsa kamaisa. Regarding the first pasuk, whatever Moshe said, they repeated the first pasuk. Rabbi Elazar ben Oshel b'Yosef Gluli Omer Lemar Akal Milsa Umilsa. On each and every pasuk, Moshe said it. They repeated. Moshe said it. They repeated. Rabbi Nechemia Savar V'Yomru De Omar Kulhu Bahadi Hadadi. They said everything. Lemar De Pasach Moshe Bereisha. Moshe just got the ball rolling. And like we said, Moshe said a little bit. They responded. Moshe said a little bit. They responded. So the Maharal says this machlokus is about how far away the Bnei Yisrael were from Moshe's Madrega. According to Rabbi Akiva, they were very far away. They only had a glimpse of what Moshe had. So no matter what Moshe said, they could only say one pasuk. The same pasuk over and over again. They were mamash just a glimpse of his greatness. According to the second mandamar, they repeated each pasuk. Yeah, Moshe, their experience was through Moshe. So whatever Moshe said, they could say back. And according to Nechemia, it was the same. So they're just, the only thing is Moshe had to start. Once he started, they could finish the psukim, right? Because their experience was just as great as Moshe's. Rabbi Nechemia is the most down the kafus the Klal Yisrael, right? They were just as great as Moshe. There was Nevuah here 100%, and it was the same. I don't know about that. I don't know. There's an Arizal I saw that the Bnei Yisrael can only say Hashem's name after two words, like we say Shema Yisrael Hashem, and Malachim have to say it after three words because it's Kadosh 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 Hashem. It's a whole. I don't know. As a general rule, you can't break up a pasuk where Hashem's name is said out of context. That's a general rule. How that works over here, I don't know. So somebody asked the question, the Marsha asked, what do you mean Roshei Prakim by one perek? What do you mean Roshei Prakim? Where did Moshe stop that the Bnei Yisrael then said the opening sentence, according to the Rabbi Akiva? When you have Tehillim, you have Mahalel, you have one perek and a second perek, so the Roshei Prakim is the first pasuk of every perek. What's the Roshei Prakim here? So it's either the first, every pasuk is a new, or every topic. It's very small, says every topic. Tosas Yontif says every new topic, whatever that is, in Halel, in Oz Yashir, is a new perek, and then they would start it over. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Darash Rabbi Yosi Aglili. B'shasha Ol Yisrael Ben Hayam, when the Bnei Yisrael came out of the ocean, Nasnu Einehem Lomer Shira. They thought about saying Shira. Ketad Amru Shira. So how did they say Shira? Olel Mutel Al Brecha Imo. The baby was sitting on his mother's lap. Or Matinok Yonik Mishtei Imo. The very little young baby was suckling from his mother. And Kivitro was a Shechina. When they saw the Shechina, Olel Higbiat Tavaro. The child got up. He straightened out his neck. The tinok shama dad mipiv, and the baby stopped suckling. He took the breast away. The amru zekeli venveu. Shenemar mipi olim v'yinokim yisodas oz. From the mouths of the babies, his strength had a foundation. What? 1 second. So that's a pasuk in Tehillim. It's in Tehillim Parakhas pasuk Gimel. So the Anaf Yosef asks, wait a minute, what do you mean when they put their eyes to it? And then it says, Kate, how did they say Shira? The babies. That doesn't answer the question. How did they say Shira? He said, well, the babies, all of a sudden, what does that mean? So he says as follows. He says, we know the Malachim wanted to say Shira, but they didn't. They couldn't say Shira. Why couldn't they say Shira? My creations are drowning in the ocean. You're going to say Shira? Right? How's that appropriate? As a side note, there's a pasuk in... Well, it's not appropriate to say Shira when Hashem's creations are drowning. Right? We all know that medrash. So how did the Bnei Yisrael say Shira? The answer is, they didn't know what to do. Nasnu Einehem. They thought about, what do we do here? We're not supposed to say Shira, Hashem's creations are drowning. They waited till everybody died. They waited till every Egyptian died. So the Gemara asked, V'ketad Amru, how could they say Shira? How did they know everyone's dead? Well, a bunch of Nevi'im. How did they know? The answer is, when the children started to say Shira, then they knew, the children, that's an eighth. Children don't talk. It's an eighth, they don't even know it's over. That's one shot. Other shot is that they were deciding about, well, you know, you're not supposed to say Shira on an eighth that takes place in Chutz Laaretz. But maybe that's only true once Eretz Yisrael is established. So here, we're in the middle of the desert, where we say Shira now. We don't know what to do. So they're thinking, they're tumbling about it. And when they saw the children saying Shira, they said, oh, now that the children are saying Shira, now we can say Shira too. Just as a side note, right, on the topic that you can never say Shira, that you shouldn't say Shira when Hashem's creations are being destroyed, that we all know that rule. Nobody argues on that rule. I have a question without an answer. The pasuk in Mishle, it's in Perek Yud Aleph, pasuk Yud says, "Bituv tzadikim ta'alot kriya." From the good tzadikim, the city will rejoice. The next three words, "Uba'avod rishaim," and when rishaim are destroyed, "rina." There is glad song. The pasuk says, okay, no? What? So it's afterwards. Uba'avod Rishoim Rina. And when the... What? Ba'avod. Uva'avod Rishoim. And when the Rishoim are being destroyed, Rina. This glad song, we're all excited about it. Why can't they say Shira? What's the downside of saying Shira when Hashem's... It's a pasuk in Mishlei. It's a ha'ara. I don't have an answer. Oh, we had that var because the malachim weren't involved. They weren't saved. It's not appropriate for them, but for us it is. Okay. One more line. How do we know even the babies in the mother's stomachs? They were still in utero. How do we know they said Shira? Shenemar ubamakelos birchu elokim Hashem imkor Yisrael. V'ha. We'll read the next line because this is great stuff to say on it. Right, I have a halo chazu, but they couldn't see. They're in the mother's womb. Amar of Tanchum, keres nas elam chas baglaria hameira. The stomach was like an open vision. Viru'u, and they saw. So the Marsha says, what do you mean they couldn't see? The Gemara in Masechtas Nida says, on Daf Lamed Aleph, that when a baby's in its mother's womb, it could see Misofa Olam Ad Sofo. It could see the whole world. The answer is, that's an intellectual seeing. That's not an emotional seeing. The emotional seeing over here, they couldn't see. Whatever that means, they could see the whole world. It's an intellectual. It's not emotional. For that, they needed this miracle. Some say it's an unbelievable verse over here. Some say the Beis Yitzchak says that the Gemara in Gittin says that Ruach Kadim, an easterly wind, causes miscarriages. Right? And that night, the night of Kriyas Yamsov, it says in the Pasuk, Beruach Kadim Aza Kol Halayla. Nobody had a miscarriage. And every baby said Shira. Because every baby survived. Then I saw that Ben Yoyada, or who is it? The Orach Mesharim says, if you take the fact there were 600,000 people, only men and women, Mistama, somebody was having a baby that night. Right? And that would have delayed it. So the nace was, there was no babies were born that night. Everybody stayed inside the mother's stomachs. There was no one had to stop, no one had to wait. I mean, that goes into the whole logistical issue by how sometimes logistically things went on, but that's what he says. And that, for that, there was Shira, last line, two more seconds, the Chavetz Chaim says, it's a sefer called Chumash Hadas, which is all about learning Torah, Zekeli V'Enveyu. So that he points out the Targum Onkel, it says, you know what Zekeli V'Enveyu means? It means that the Targum Onkel says, De Elokai, this is my God, V'Avna Li Mikdasha, and I'll build a Beis HaMikdash for him. Right, we use it for Heder Mitzvah. I'll build a Beis HaMikdash for him. So of course the Chavetz Chaim says, if you can't build a Beis HaMikdash, you build a shul. You can't build a shul, learn Torah. And that's the greatest Beis HaMikdash of all. All right, we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.